take root within your hearts, so you'll be able to walk by faith. You'll be able to talk by faith, and the just shall live. Oh, my God. And the just shall live by faith. Come on here. We ain't living by nothing else. We see everything is going haywire. We see everything is about to be closed down. We see that it look like everything is about to be tucking away. Come on here. Hallelujah. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen, hey, my God, never have I seen the righteous. Come on here, righteous people. Talk to me out here. Let me hear you. Let me see something going on. Hallelujah. Let me hear. Hallelujah. Let me hear you through the writing. He said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread. Come on here. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you walking by faith and when you living by faith, praise God. Hallelujah. You begin to see God's hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You begin to see the hand of God move. When you begin to operate in this kind of faith. Hallelujah. When you begin to speak. Come on here. Nothing else. I don't care what's coming your way. I don't care what the doctor report has says. I respect the doctors. Yes, I do. Because that's what they went to study for. But when you begin to walk by the word of God. When you begin to apply the word of God through faith. Hallelujah. Your faith come alive. Your faith come alive. It begins to take you into another, into the more deeper. It begins to take you into another, hallelujah, dimension of God. When you're walking in this kind of faith, when you know that you know that you know, it ain't nothing going to happen. It ain't nothing going to, the enemy can't bring nothing on you that God can't bring you out of. The enemy can't bring nothing up to you that God cannot solve. Because why? When you're walking by faith, hallelujah, your faith is going to be tried. Your faith is going to be tested. Things are going to come up against you. Yes, hallelujah. But when you stand in faith and believe according to what the word of God has said this morning, hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God this morning. I don't care who you are, man. You're out there listening to me. You're driving that truck. Come on here. You're in the mountains and you're listening to me. Have faith in God. Woman, you driving trucks, two cars, or wherever you at, sitting in your living room. Come on. You're going through something difficult and it seems like you're not coming out. It seems like the enemy is trying to make this thing close in upon you. But have faith in God. Have faith in God. You got a doctor's report. Hallelujah. And the doctor's report didn't sound good when they gave it to you. But I'm telling you today, have faith in God. Be like the woman that had the issue of blood. The Bible said that she went from doctor to doctor. I got the word on this. The Bible says she went from doctor to doctor and she grew worse. Every doctor she went to, she grew worse. But she heard, come on here. She heard that Jesus was passing by. And she put her faith in God. She said, there we go again, according to what the scripture just read. Hallelujah. But she said within herself, come on, you got to say within yourself, my faith is going to bring me out. I believe God. You got to say within yourself. She said within herself, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, I know, come on, this is what I'm talking about, that kind of faith. I know. Hallelujah. I'll be made whole. I know that God's going to bring me out. I know that God is going to turn this around. When you're walking in faith, come on, I don't care what is going on. This woman, hallelujah, that she was going against all odds. Come on. Back then, she was unclean. She shouldn't have been out there. She shouldn't even been out there. Come on. The enemy wants to shut you down. The enemy wants to destroy you. But you got to say, I know. Come on, my faith, I believe God. I trust God. I'm leaning on God. I'm depending on God. Hallelujah. I have the God kind of faith. I have the God kind of faith. I have the word in me. I have the word over me. Come on. I have the word in me. I have the word over me. I got the word coming out of me. Oh, that was good right there. I ain't selling for nothing less. I ain't selling for nothing less. My faith is strong. Come on here. My faith is strong. Come on. Don't let nobody bring a dampen on you because you trust to believe God according to what the scripture just said. And they don't trust God like that. Come on, because they're walking by sight. Don't let them put a dampen on you. Come on. We'll walk by faith and not by sight because sight again will deceive you. Sight again. Hallelujah. Hear me, man. Hear me, woman. Hear me, young man, young woman. Hallelujah. begin to walk this out through the word of God. Yes, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Again, but the Lord delivered them out of all. Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on here. According to the word of God. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Come on. I believe it. I got the kind of faith to believe it. No matter what we're in, God will bring us out. Come on here. Why? Because I know him for who he is. He is not a roaring lion, but he is the Lion of Judah. Come on. He's the Lion of Judah. Do you believe it? Hey, hallelujah. He's the Lion of Judah. Come on. Hallelujah. God's voice is just not just a voice echoing. Hallelujah. His voice has power. His voice has authority. Hallelujah. The faith in you has authority. Come on here. He's the Lion of Judah in your situation. Come on. You got to have this kind of faith to believe God. When you're walking through, when you walk through the water, you won't drown. Come on here. You go through the fire, you won't burn. Hallelujah. The God kind of faith. Come on here. Come on, somebody. Be a witness with me. Hallelujah. When you go through this, when you in the midst of this, you got to speak this word. You got to decree and declare this word. No matter what is going on in your life, you got to hold fast to your faith. Come on here. There's power again. There's power and life in your tongue. What are you saying? What are you saying, brother? What are you saying, sister? What are you saying, mother, father? Come on. What are you saying in your circumstances, in your situation that you're in? I am an overcomer. I can do all things. Faith-filled words that dominate. Faith-filled words that rule. Faith-filled words that take over. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a lender and not a borrower. Faith-filled words, hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is my provider. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. I don't care how they're trying to close in on you. Come on. Somebody's going through circumstances and situations out there under the sound of my voice this morning. But I come to tell you, allow your faith, come on here, to wake up. Allow your faith to arise. Come on here. And speak to the mountain. Come on here. Speak to it. If you got enough power in you to speak to the mountain, it's got to be removed according to what we just read, according to the scripture that we just read. Hallelujah. Again, he said, and Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Come on here. And shall not doubt in his heart. Come on here. Hallelujah. It shall be cast into the sea. It shall not doubt in his heart. And ye shall have whatsoever who you say. Whatsoever you say. Whatsoever you say. Whatsoever you say. What are you saying? You can have it. You can have freedom. Amen. Because whatsoever you say. Whatsoever you say. Come on. It shall not doubt in his heart. And it shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Come on here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, I say unto you these things, hallelujah, whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe. Come on here. Believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they shall, hallelujah. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. You got to believe it. These things, whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them. And ye shall have them. This is what the scripture says. Believe and ye shall have them. All faith is believing. All faith is trusting. All faith is just out there. Me and God. I'm talking to somebody out there today that the enemy is trying to get you to look at it through the eyes of fear. Kind of get you to look at it through the eyes of doubt. That God is not going to do it. That God is too long. Take it too long. That God don't hear you. But I stopped by today. You tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. God can do anything but fail. Just believe and trust him. Just believe and trust him. Oh, God, hallelujah. He's going to do it by a miracle. He's going to do it by a miracle. The phone lines are getting ready to open. Amen. I'm getting ready to open up these phone lines, and I want you to call in, and we're going to touch and agree with you. Those of you that can call in, those of you that want to call in and say, Apostle, I'm going through something, but I believe God is going to bring me out. The phone lines are getting ready to be open. Error code 321-632-1000. It's about time for your miracle. Come on here. Believe that you have whatsoever you say when ye pray. Believe it. Hallelujah. The phone lines are now open. You can call in. Hallelujah. It's time for your miracle. It's 940. Amen. Call in. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Praise God. I believe God. I touch and agree with you. Any two touch and agree in prayer and believe we can have whatsoever we be believing for, whatsoever you be believing for. I'll take my faith and mix my faith with yours, and you mix your faith with mine, and it will work if you believe. Come on, any two touch and agree. We can touch and agree and believe, and it shall come to pass. Why? Because we got the God kind of faith. I got the God kind of faith. The number, thank you, Evangelist Harvey. The number is on the screen. Those of you that can see it, again, the error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Who will be the first one to call? I'm going through this, Apostle, and I need somebody to touch and agree with me. I need somebody to ignite my faith, to wake it up, according to what we read. And Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. You got to have the God kind of faith. When we going through, come on here. Calling you on the prayer line. It's about time for your miracle.
Hello.
God bless you.
Dad, I just want to pray to stay focused and just keep giving me strength and let everything come together that he's already doing.
Yes. Father, we thank you for this caller that's calling in right now. As we touch and agree, God, and as we touch and agree in faith, Father God, continue to finish the work that you've begun to do in his life. Continue to finish every situation, circumstances, God, that is working for his good. God, we believe in you, and we take it at your word, and we know that it's done, and we decree it right now, and we believe it. And God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, son. Stand on in there. No hanging there. Stand in there.
Thank you, Dad. This is Jarvis. Thank you.
I know. Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Okay, Dad.
Yes. I'm telling you, I know God will move. God will move for you if you trust him. If you trust him. Come on. Hallelujah. Pick up that phone. Dial this number. Error code 321-632-1000. And watch God work it out for you. Don't give up. Don't you give up in the midst of what you're in. Don't give up. Hold fast, because his word is his word, and his bond is his bond towards you. You can make it. You will make it. Come on here. The enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to feel that you can't make it no more. The enemy is trying to tell you that what's the use? But I stopped by today on this radio station. I stopped by on Cypress Audience today to let you know there is hope. Come on here. There is hope beyond what you're in. There is hope. There is hope. There's peace. There's a way out of the situation. Come on, somebody. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and dial this number. Error code 321-632-1000. And we can touch and agree. And we'll pray with you and pray for you that God will bring you out. That God will deliver you. Yes, he will. Call to you on the prayer line.
Hello?
Calling you on the prayer line.
Yes, I'd like to have you please say a prayer with me about my brother that had a brain operation yesterday.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we send your word right now to this caller's brother. You're omnipresent with them now. Touch him right now. You made him. You know all about it. And Father, we believe and we take care of your word right now. We thank you for a speedy recovery. We thank you, God, he'll come back stronger. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much. Amen. That is strong, and I appreciate it.
God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes. Call you on it. All right. Come on. Those you call, you can call back. The lines are still open. Amen. The lines are still open. This is what I'm talking about. The God kind of faith. We believe God that he can do it, and he will do it for this young man. He will raise him up. Hallelujah. And there'll be no complications behind the surgery. God bless you. On the call, you on the prayer line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Calling you on the prayer line.
I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida. I just want pray for Titusville, Florida. I have family there.
Yes. Father, we thank you for this caller calling in, standing in the gap, God, for Florida. We thank you for calling in. Lord, we thank you for touching her right now. Touch her family, wherever they may be in right now. We pray peace over them right now in the name of Jesus. Save them, heal them, deliver, and set them free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, bless Titusville, Florida. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. And
bless you all.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, God can move. God can move. He's everywhere. It doesn't matter what state he in. He's still God. Amen. He's still God. We just got to believe God. No matter what it looks like, God can do it. God will bring you out. God will set you free. God will heal you. You're not in nothing that God cannot bring you out of. Come on. Hallelujah. He's a God that cares. He's a God that can. He's a God that will reach down and pick you up. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Wilma. I need prayer for all areas of my life, and also I need to find me an apartment before the end of next month. I need prayer, please.
Yes. Father, we thank you right now. As this caller have called in to make a request known unto you, Father, we touch and agree with her right now, Father. We decree and we declare doors to open up for her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for you concerned about us in every area of our lives, and we thank you, God, that she would not walk in fear, but she'll walk in faith, and she'll walk in the peace of you right now. God, we thank you that you give her the right places to go, God, and open up these doors right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We believe it. I believe it. What about you?
Yes, ma'am. I do believe it, and I thank you ever so much. God bless you.
God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Yes, God can do it. I believe he can do it. I know he can do it. Hallelujah. I'm a witness. I know he can do exactly what he said he's going to do. Why? Because his word is his bond, and his bond is his word towards you. All you got to do is walk in faith and believe God. Again, these lines are open. We got time for some more callers, a few more callers. Come on, call in. Touch and agree with you. Pray with you and for you, and believe God with you that God will do it. I want you to know he can, and he will. Come on. Again, the area code is 321-6321. 632-1000. Amen. I've been saying it so long. Amen. 1000. Come on. Call in. I'm telling you, this is what I'm talking about. When you call in, touch and agree, it works. It works. Your faith is at work. When you believe God, he will never let you down. He will never let you down. His word is able to do a sin above all we think or ask. By his word. By his word, he said, let there be and there was. Come on here. Just by one spoken word of God, he created us. Come on here. He created the world. Come on here. By one spoken word. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe it. Take him at his word. Come on, somebody. Take him at his word. Again, the lines are open. Thank God for all of you that have called in this far. Now walk in faith and believe God that it's done. Don't allow the enemy to bring fear. Don't allow the enemy to bring doubt to you. Calling you on the prayer line.
Yes. I'm calling for my grandson.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, he was in prison for 17 years and following the other people, and he left his three little babies here, and they need him.
Turn your mic down. Turn your mic down. We're getting the feedback if you can, or come away from the phone.
Yes. They need him so bad, the little babies, and yes. Asking the Lord to let him come free to his baby, home to his babies.
Yes.
And pray that I find me a farmhouse for the kids to stay in.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we touch and agree with this caller right now. We pray right now, God, that you finish the work. You do what you need to do, Lord God. Your hands are not too short, God. We thank you, God, that your voice is louder than the echo in any situation that they're in right now, Father God. We thank you for working it out for her, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for her son that's incarcerated, Father. We know you're able to do a sin above all we think or ask, God. Work it out,
Lord.
God. Your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Believe it.
Thanks.
It shall come to pass. Whatsoever you say, you shall have it if you don't doubt in your heart. Come on.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for praying for me.
Yes.
God bless you.
Bless you. Yes, caller, I'm telling you, when you call in, if you can just turn your radio down, we get a lot of feedback. If you're near your radio, if you just turn your radio down, and you'll be able to hear us, and we'll be able to hear you clearly. So, again, we know God can do a scene of all we think or acts. We believe God. Trust God. No matter what it looks like, trust God. I'm telling you, God is who he say he is. When you operate in faith, when you operate in faith, God will move. Come on. He can't move in doubt. He can't move in fear. Because guess what? The tradition make the word of God none effect. When we don't believe God and take him at his word, it makes the word of God none effect. Come on here. That's why we can't allow doubt and unbelief to set in, because we want God to move no matter what our eye gates are trying to see or our ear gates are trying to hear. We must hear faith-filled words. We must read this word and take God at his word, because his word is his bond towards us. Again, he said, David, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will do it if you believe it. Come on, I got a few more minutes, but maybe about two or three more callers. Call in, touch and agree with you. I will touch and agree with you and believe God for you and with you, that he will work it out for you only if you believe. Come on, if you believe, come on here. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Now, when God worked this out, you better allow him to work it out and accept what he has worked out. Come on, because he cannot lie. He's going to work it out. Come on. Sometimes his ways are not our, no, most our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Come on. We be want, but what I was getting ready to say, most times we be want God to work it out on our ways and our thoughts. But we must pray, God, your will be done through this. Your will be done. You have your way through this, and you're going to bring me through this. It's not the same that you're doubting him when you say that. Your will be done. Because if his will going to be done, it's going to be done, and nobody can change. It's a good. It's his good will. Hallelujah. Come on. So, again, we got a few more minutes. Those of you that want to call, calling time will be over in a few minutes. So if you need to call in right quick. Erica, 321-632-1000. Call in right quick. Again, Apostle, I will pray with you and for you that God will bring you out. Praise our God. Those of you that have called in, thank God. Thank God and made your prayer request known. Come on, stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Keep believing according to what he said. Believe, have the God kind of faith, and believe within your heart. Hallelujah. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be what? Cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Ye shall have what you say. This is what the word of God said, according to Mark 11 and 22. Come on. You can have it. You can have it. Come on. Ain't nobody can change it. Ain't nobody can change it. Nobody can reverse the situation. I have received the commandment. He said, I have received the commandment, and I can't not be reversed. He cannot reverse what he says towards you. Come on. Hallelujah. He's a man that stand by his word. He's a man. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Come on. Caller, it's getting close. The time is getting close. Come on, pick up the phone. He said, I just need somebody to agree with me. I just need somebody to pray with me. If you want to call in and confess salvation, you can do that too. It's just as simple as that. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's all it is. You don't have to write a letter again. You don't have to get nobody to vote you in. Come on here. Just believe. Just believe and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. If you want to call in for prayer on that situation that you confessed it, 1 minute. You got 1 minute for caller. 1 minute for a caller. Who will be that last caller? Who will be that last caller? Say, Apostle, I just want you to touch and agree with me and pray with me or pray for me. Come on. You got that 1 minute. Hallelujah. I'm still here. It's going to be over with in a few minutes. I'm going to have to get up and leave this radio station, but he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Come on. Hallelujah. Have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Praise our God. Believe God. Trust God. Stand on his word. Stand on his word. I want you to know on this Friday, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're facing, again, I'm going to say it again, no matter what you're facing, the God that we serve can bring you out. The God that I know, hallelujah, the God that I believe in and you believe in can turn things around. No matter what it looks like, God is still God. in the midst of what you're in. Have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith. Trust him. Trust him. Don't doubt. Believe. Come on here. Don't doubt. Because, see, the enemy try to bring fear. Caller, that's the end for the callers. Amen. If you try to call in, you won't be able to call in now because that's the lines have been cut off for the callers. My time is getting closer for me to get up out of here. But don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. Stand on God. Stand on his word. Come on here. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that it ain't working. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that God is not with you. Come on here. He said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He said he'll be with us. He'll be with us in the time of trouble. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. This has been truly a blessing this morning to come into your eye gates, to come into your ear gates. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to know that God can do exactly what he say he's going to do. But guess what? We must believe God, and we must what? We must not doubt. We must not doubt. We must stand on God's word and watch God work it out. Watch God work it out. I've got 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. Again, you might just tune into the radio broadcast and you say, Apostle, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. How can I come to know Jesus? How can I come to, it's just as simple as this. According to the word of God, according to his word, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You say, well, how do I do it? Just say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. And I want to live for you. And I want you to live in me. It's just as simple as that. I accept you as my personal Savior. I turn away from sin. I accept you as my personal Savior. Come into my life. It's just as simple as that. And if you said that and you believe that, guess what? He has just entered your life. You need to find your Bible-based church. A Bible-based church. Get in there. Hear the word. Grow and go. Hear the word. Grow and go. Through 1 minute. 1 minute. My time has come up and gone. 1 minute. It has been an honor and a privilege to be with you for 1 hour. Come on. Find your Bible-based church that's teaching the word. Get in there. Hear the word of God. Grow and go. Amen. Watch God. Again, meet us at 1219 South Street. You'll hear the rest of the when it go off, you'll hear the time of services and everything. I want you to know this today. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what the enemy will try to bring on you this weekend, guess what? Have the God kind of faith and watch God do what? Bring you out. Watch God set you free. What you say about it? It's been a privilege and an honor. Good morning to all of you that's been on. Thank all of you that has came on, shared comments and stuff. Amen. I'm not able to read them all on the air, but thank you. Call us. That called in. Stand on the word of God. When you can't stand on nothing else, stand on the word of God and have the God kind of faith. My time is come and gone. Until what? Monday morning, same station, same time. Amen. I'll see you around and talk to you around the air. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.